This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. A senior advisor to Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Thursday rejected a resolution by the UN Human Rights Body aimed to intensify scrutiny over Israel's treatment of Palestinians. The resolution, which was denounced by Israel, calls for the creation of a permanent commission of inquiry, the most potent tool at the Council's disposal to monitor and report on rights violations in Israel, Gaza, and the West Bank. It would be the first such COI with an ongoing mandate. The commission is also to investigate all underlying root causes of recurrent tensions, instability, and protection of conflict, including discrimination and repression. That's according to the text. China on Thursday accused the Biden administration of playing politics and shirking its responsibility, and calling for a renewed investigation into the origins of the coronavirus pandemic that was first detected in China in late 2019. The foreign ministry spokesperson said at a daily briefing that President Joe Biden's order showed the U.S. does not care about facts and truth, nor is it interested in serious scientific origin tracing. Biden told U.S. intelligence officials to redouble their efforts to investigate the origins of the pandemic, including any possibility the trail might lead to a Chinese laboratory. After months of minimizing the possibility of as a fringe theory, the Biden administration is joining worldwide pressure on China to be more open about the outbreak, aiming to head off the Republican complaints in the U.S. that the president has not been tough enough to press China on the alleged obstruction. More at VOAnews.com. Again, VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. Thousands of people scrambled to flee the Congolese city of Goma Thursday, some picking their way across landscapes scarred with lava after officials said a second volcanic eruption could happen any time. Magma, the molten rock that normally stays beneath the Earth's crust, had been detected beneath the city in the adjoining Lake Kivu. 31 people were killed Saturday evening when the volcano, one of the world's most active volcanoes, sent a wall of orange lava downhill towards the city, destroying 17 villages along the way. NATO has helped provide security in Afghanistan for almost two decades, but now, according to the head of the military organization, the government and armed forces in the conflict-torn country are strong enough to stand on their own feet without international troops to back them. NATO took charge of security efforts in Afghanistan in 2003, 2 years after a U.S.-led coalition ousted the Taliban for harboring former al-Qaeda leader Osama bin Laden. Fewer than 9,000 troops remain, including up to 3,500 U.S. personnel, and they are scheduled to leave by September 11th at the latest. In a key speech on his visit to Rwanda, French President Emmanuel Macron said he recognizes that France bears a heavy responsibility for the 1994 genocide in the Central African country. Macron solemnly detailed how France had failed the 800,000 victims of the genocide, but he stopped short of an apology. Macron said that France was not an accomplice in the genocide, but ended up siding with Rwanda's genocidal regime and bore an overwhelming responsibility to the slide toward the massacres. The French leader spoke Thursday at the genocide memorial in Rwanda's capital. European Union nations sketched out plans Thursday for new sanctions against Belarus, targeting economic sectors close to its leader as they sought to strike back at him for the diversion of a passenger jet to arrest a dissident journalist. Meeting in Lisbon, EU foreign ministers vowed to continue ramping up pressure on Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko, whose disdain for democratic norms and human rights has made him the country a pariah in the West. Facebook says it will no longer remove claims that COVID-19 is human-made or manufactured from its apps. The change comes in light of ongoing investigations into the origin of COVID-19 and the consultation with public health experts. Facebook said the company has long battled a tide of coronavirus-related misinformation. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.